Talk Live, your show. You take control of the airwaves. Hour number three is what we're starting up right now. You can dial in at 1-800-259-9231. That would be the SACL CAI toll-free line tonight. It's Ian here with you.
And Nick.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. Features free. Enjoy those on us. Again, that's freetalklive.com. All right, we're going to continue here. We'll take your calls if you make them. Otherwise, we go back into Mark's email box. Mark, do you have something to share with us?
I do. This one is from Mitchell. And he has some comments about how things are going here in Keene and the Free State Project and those kind of things.
The Free State Project, of course, is a movement encouraging thousands of liberty-minded individuals to converge, to pick up their lives, and move here to New Hampshire in order to get active for freedom. Perhaps you're already active for freedom where you are. Well, bring your activism here. Perhaps you've never been active before. Come on up here and learn the ropes, because this is where freedom is going to happen.
And it's really decentralized. People decide what they want to do, how they want to do it. You know, some of them have run for office. Some of them write letters to the editor. And some of them, you know, do sorts of civil disobedience that, you know, all different kinds of civil.
And that decentralized aspect has been very confusing to the status quo, those who support the existing state and the way things are, because they believe that the Free State Project is pulling the strings of the activists. They believe that we're all reporting to, I mean, when I say we, you and I, Mark, are Free Staters. Nick, you've lived here your whole life. But they believe that we are being controlled by some shadowy organization that is handing down orders from on high. Okay, you and Ian need to do this radio show. Sam, you need to go in and hold that camera in the courtroom. And none of that could be further from the truth. What's really happening is that each individual is deciding for themselves what to do, who to associate with, and what activism to get on board with.
And it's frustrating for libertarians, people that, you know, liberty-minded individuals who are watching the Free State Project, either, you know, from the outside or from the inside, that they would like certain people to do things differently. And all along, that hasn't been the case. There have been civil disobedience working in the Free State Project all along, and people have said, oh, you're poisoning the well, you're doing things wrong. And it would be a lot easier. It really would. If you could get 20,000 liberty-minded individuals to follow orders and to go do what you say, that would it would probably work out really great. And I would like to encourage anyone who thinks that they can pull that that project off to go ahead and do it. Tell 20,000 people to go to a particular state and to have their, you know, effect on the state government by civil disobedience or through the system or whatever way you think is best. You get those folks motivated.
Good luck.
Yeah, it's absolutely not going to happen.
Right.
And one can try to motivate them through ridicule or, you know, begging or whatever, but I have found it to be completely ineffectual.
You know what? I'm going to get to the email, but George just dialed in. Let's get to his call here first. Listening to KBYO FM in Monroe, Louisiana, or actually, I think you're in Ruston. George, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, Mia.
Hey, George. What's
How
on your mind
doing,
tonight?
How y'all doing, bro?
Hey, just good. Super. What's on your mind tonight? Go ahead.
Y'all was talking about the fella here a while ago was talking about, you know, people going to jail over simple possession charges and going to jail over this and that and the other and all this.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I'm 58 years old. I've been smoking dope since 1968, so that's what that was. That give me, how long does that give me?
That's
many years
life.
Of dope smoking.
That's 40, that's 40 plus years.
Okay, and I've never, the police around where I live, they know I smoke dope.
Mm.
Simple possession charges, wait a minute, no, wait a minute. Simple possession charges is no reason to create a charge against what's wrong. You know,
are you trying to say that people who possess marijuana should be left alone? Because if that's the case, I completely agree with you.
Well, absolutely. You know, I mean, yeah. if you don't go down to the wrong side of town every 2 or 3 days and buy an ounce and a half, you know, I mean, why in the world should the police bother you? You know
now,
what I'm saying?
Minute. You told us last night, George, that you live in a trailer park. Don't tell me you have to actually leave the trailer park to find the weed.
No, I do not. No,
okay.
I have worked it out where I don't have to leave here.
Damn
but,
right.
You know, I'm not going to tell on myself now, because
no,
there might
sure.
be people listening.
I'm with you, George.
I don't want to get into too much, but I want to take the discussion beyond that.
Okay.
Okay, there are people that are willing to sacrifice themselves for more important things. And,
sure.
And that's all well and good. I mean, it really is. It's all well and good.
I like to consider it an investment, personally. I don't
know.
Okay,
well, all right. Well,
I think sacrifice suggests that there's a loss and no gain capable as a result of that, and I think that that people like Sam, who put their freedom on the line, who made a stand for liberty and ended up going to jail, in Sam's case, for almost two full months, some people are going to look at that as a sacrifice. I think it was an investment for the future of liberty, personally.
If anybody ends up with the police at their door and they go to jail, they have a right to discuss what they went to jail over and make a deal out of it. Don't get me wrong. I'm not calling you tonight to belittle anybody that's willing to go to jail over their compromising their rights.
It's those people that have been, I think, some of the most persuasive and effective activists in the history of mankind are those who are willing to give up what semi-freedoms that they have in order to be put into a jail cell to make a stand for what they truly believe in. I think that's really a courageous thing.
It is, and I don't mean to belittle that. I
don't hear you belittling them.
We've had discussions in the past where you folks and I have, well, we more or less disagreed about some things, and I got a little bit ignorant, and because my commitment to what I'm trying to explain or what I'm trying to say is very important to me.
So what are you trying to say?
Okay, all right, okay.
All right, break it down.
There are things that things that are coming, and the things that are coming are due to a campaign. Okay, let me go back 2 years ago.
We can't go back. We're going to run out of time. You got to
wrap
it up.
All right, let me just be real quick then. 2 years ago, I listened to CNN about a campaign of the first black man going to be the president of our country. And I kept hearing them talking about the freedom of our country and what we could achieve. We could be united. We could be united, and we all going to unite where this is the United States of America. Not only did that campaign go astray, not only did that whole thing go awry, but now we're in a different situation where we're not united, and America is not united anymore.
When was it united? I mean,
well,
it
was never united. But this whole campaign of this individual that wanted to become our first black president, and all of his constituents, that nobody's united. Nobody united.
That the politician is going to say one thing and do another. I don't know why anyone is surprised about this. I mean, is anybody really shocked that Barack Obama made promises and then didn't follow through or did the opposite?
He really
George
did the opposite.
George W. Bush made promises he didn't come through with.
Exactly. They're all one and the same.
It doesn't make any difference whatsoever who the campaign, who the president's name is.
Absolutely.
Or what color he is.
Yep.
It don't make no difference.
You nailed it tonight, George.
The problem is, there are things coming that people need to understand. There's things coming. This whole thing is going to be way more important than somebody going to jail over a marijuana charge.
Well,
or somebody going to jail because some lawman that pulled them over is in a pissy-ass attitude.
I thank you for the call tonight, George. I understand where you're coming from, suggesting that when we look back later on, that people going to jail for marijuana might pale in comparison for people going to jail for other things like treason or free speech violations or hate speech or whatever it might be. But I think it just all depends on your perspective. I mean, it's easy to dismiss marijuana smokers as not being important, but I think the freedom of every man and every woman and every child is important. And regardless of the reason or the excuse that the government bureaucrats have for putting that person behind bars, if they have not harmed another person, if there is no victim to their supposed crime, then I think it's all equal because you're taking away someone's freedom from them.
If we're going to stop even more draconian victimless crimes from becoming reality, we have to address the victimless crimes that exist today, whether they seem draconian or not.
And that is going to take, I think, more civil disobedience and non-cooperation, and I look forward to it. More on the way. This is Free Talk Live.
Several days after the Patriot Act was passed, a printed version was made available for Congress to read. Yes, I said several days after the Patriot Act was passed. But that's not unusual. Congress routinely passes bills that has little or no time to read. I'm Jim Babka with DownsizeDC.org, and I say it's time for a new American revolution with the slogan, No legislation without representation. Congress cannot claim to be representing us when they don't know what's in the bills they pass. They shouldn't take the words of lobbyists. They shouldn't rely on unelected staff. And they shouldn't take orders from the party leadership because, after all, they're supposed to represent you. At DownsizeDC.org, you'll find a bill that should be the law of the land. It's called the Read the Bills Act. You can read it at our website, DownsizeDC.org. Better yet, you can use our simple system to tell your elected representatives to sponsor the Read the Bills Act. Write it down, DownsizeDC.org.
How would you like to cook any meal using no electricity or gas and cook your meals off the grid? Well, now you can, thanks to the Survival Oven. The Survival Oven is the most amazing off-grid solar oven that can cook anything that a conventional oven can without the energy bills. By condensing sunlight, the Survival Oven can produce temps up to 350 degrees, cook delicious and nutritious meals, sterilize water, dehydrate food, and so much more. All at zero operating costs. The Survival Oven can be used year-round, even in the coldest sub-zero temperatures, and is a must for emergency preparedness and even everyday use. Visit SurvivalOven.com to get your very own Survival Oven. Order the Survival Oven now, and we'll get you started with two cooking pots and a recipe booklet absolutely free. At less than 10 pounds, you can take Survival Solar Oven with you anywhere. Call 877-642-1553 or go to SurvivalOven.com. That's SurvivalOven.com.
Do you have more than $15,000 in credit card debt? Before you spend another dollar on minimum payments, call American Debt Specialists right now and find out how much of your debt can be eliminated. That's right, eliminated. Call 800-237-7042. While the government is bailing out the credit card companies, we're here to make sure you get help too. Just one call could reduce your credit card debt by as much as 60%. 60%! We'll bring you peace of mind with reduced debt and just one low monthly payment that fits your budget. It's simple, legal, and we'll get the job done for you fast.
It was amazing. They helped me consolidate all my credit card debt into one low monthly payment.
Now, we don't have to file for bankruptcy.
Managing one payment is giving me my life back.
For a free debt evaluation and to learn how you can save thousands right now, call 800-237-7660. That's 1-800-237-7660. 800-237-7660.
You already know that drinking pure high-alkaline pH water is the most important factor in maintaining high energy and vibrant health. Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline ingredients. Using plasma pH drops is one of the best ways to make your water alkaline, to help you get rid of acid and regain your health and energy. Simply put 10 drops per liter of water you drink to raise the pH to the ultimate level. Alkalizing water helps your body rid itself of acidic waste and increases the oxygen content of your body. Disease organisms like bacteria and cancer cannot survive in an alkaline, high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or by calling 269-216-9767. 269-216-9767 today.
You're listening to Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and freetalklive.com. Call in at 1-800-259-9231.
Your show, you take control of the airwaves toll-free at 800-259-9231. It's the SACL CAI toll-free line. And tonight it's Ian here with you.
And Nick.
And Mark. And you can join us online at freetalklive.com. The features on the site are completely free, so enjoy those on us. They include the live streams. We've got a broadband version, a dial-up version, even a webcam. All of them are free for you at listen.freetalklive.com. That's listen.freetalklive.com. And audible.com is the internet's leading provider of spoken audio entertainment. You can listen whenever or wherever you want, just like a podcast. Audible has over 60,000 titles from which to choose. Every genre, Audible has it covered. Get a free audiobook download when you sign up today. Go to audiblepodcast.com/FTL and get your free audiobook right now. That's audiblepodcast.com/FTL.
And they have all kinds of titles over there.
What was this, over 60,000?
60,000. This is something, Outliers by Malcolm Gladwell, Horse Soldiers by Doug Stanton, and Michael Conley's The Scarecrow.
All right, let's continue with your calls about whatever you want. Gene, the Christian anarchist on the Amp Line. Gene, you're on Free Talk Live.
Guys, I wanted to jump back in about what I called on yesterday, because Gard kind of threw a straw dog in there when I right at the end when I got cut off.
What was the topic?
I made it clear when I started the topic that what I was calling about was in support of racists, the people that are guilty, I suppose, of racism.
Yeah, you said that we should embrace racists, right?
Right, and at the end, he switched that over and said that I was talking about racism, that I was trying to support racism, and that's not it at all. I'm not saying that racism is a good thing. I'm saying that everybody is at some stage in their life a racist. They're going through a stage, a learning process, if you will, from birth to death. And at some point, we're all guilty of some kind of racism. And to say that you need to throw all the racists out and not embrace the racists because they're racist, you can't just say you can't.
Well, yes, I can say that, Gene, and the reason why I want to reject racists and want to disassociate from them is because there are plenty of prospects out there for liberty that I would much rather spend my time on. I don't have the ability to spend my time on everybody out there when there are people that are better off, that I am better off spending my time on, and I, for one, don't want to be associated with racists. I find them absolutely despicable, and I'm really not that desperate for recruits to where I want to buddy up with these people. As far as recruiting people to the freedom message.
You are, anyway. I mean, you already are, because I just made the point that everybody is a racist to some extent.
I don't agree with you there. What you're suggesting there is that in their minds they're thinking racist things, and if that's true, I don't know. There's no way to prove that's true.
Everybody has a preference. You know, some people prefer blondes, you know, and some
that's different from racism.
Redhead. It's not, really.
I prefer brunettes. That doesn't mean I'm racist against blondes. I don't hate blondes for being blonde.
Well, and most races don't necessarily hate other races. They just want to be separate from them. There's a difference between hating somebody and just not wanting to be around them. Now, there are racists out there that hate other races. I won't deny that. There are black people that hate white people, you know, and there are Chinese people that hate Japanese, and they almost look alike, so... The point I'm getting at is if you throw people out that could be in the movement just because of an idea they have that's wrong, everybody has some ideas that are wrong. And if you throw people out because they don't meet some test in your mind, then you're throwing out people that could wind up, number one, they could turn around in a short time.
Then let them come after they've turned around. I want to express to those people, the people that are racist, which is, according to the dictionary, a belief or doctrine that inherent differences among various human races determine cultural or individual achievement, usually involving the idea that one's own race is superior and has the right to rule over others. I want to tell people that are racist that I want nothing to do with them, and that eventually, if they want to join our movement and if they want to be accepted, they're going to have to reject these nonsensical ideas of hating somebody based on, in many cases, the color of their skin or the plot of land they were born on. And eventually, if they turn around, if our movement is so desirable at some point that they decide, man, I don't want to be ostracized by these liberty lovers anymore, I think I'm going to come to the conclusion that that black people and Hispanic people are fine, and Chinese people, I like them too, and you know, people are just people, human beings are individuals and should be judged based on their individual actions. If they come to that conclusion, then I'll say, welcome back. We're glad to have you here. I'm glad you've come to that conclusion. But I'm not going to go pal around with these folks until they come to those conclusions. I think some ostracism is deserved here, Gene.
Well, I think that you can certainly take people and try to lead them by the hand, by example. You can tell them, you're welcome to come here and join our movement. But if you think that we're going to jump on your racist propaganda, you're wrong, and you can teach them. You can use.
I'm just trying. Gene, have you heard Scott call in from Massachusetts? Have you heard his calls to this show?
I'm not talking about extreme people. I mean, there's a lot of extreme people out there. There are extreme Christians out there. Now, you're going to say that extreme Christians can't come? There are extreme Jews out there. Are you going to say that Jews can't come? If you're a die-in-the-wood...
I'm going to say they can't hang out with me if they hate other people for their, you know, for where they were born. Yeah, I'm going to say that.
Okay, but they can still come to New Hampshire and be part of the Free State Project.
Nobody's going to stop them.
Advocating.
If they're an outspoken, you know, on the Internet or whatever, if a lot of the literature that they have out there is anti a particular race or ethnicity, they're going to be kicked out. And I think that is best. Now, I'm not talking about your average racist where, you know, some person may believe they may have, you know, some sort of ethnocentric beliefs that one particular, you know, race is different from another, or that they shouldn't mix or something like that, but they keep their mouth shut about it. That's not what we're talking about here. What we're talking about are people that are outspoken, that are sullying the name of liberty by being bigots. And unfortunately, Gene, that's the first place that anyone goes. And you'll recall with the Free Town Project, which is completely unrelated to the Free State Project, that they're still dragging out this one guy who I believe was in Florida, who made some comments about, you know, opening brothels and things like that. They'll find the detractors will find the worst case scenario, and they'll drag that guy out and they'll shake him in front of the press.
You have such people in Free State Project already. I mean, you have some people that are flaming homosexuals, for instance, and they will take those people out and they'll use them as an example and say, look what Free State Project
is. Yeah, that's not my concern. That's not my concern. I see where Mark's coming from. For me, that's not the issue. I'm not concerned with that. What I'm concerned with is who I associate with.
You are not throwing those people out. You're not saying that, we're going to disassociate with those people. You're only disassociating with certain people that you find distasteful. Now,
we have that prerogative.
Why in the world would I not associate with people that I find distasteful?
I don't associate with people that I find distasteful either, but I'm saying that they can come and be a part of the Free State Project because they can't, and we do not.
Thank you, Gene, for the call. They cannot be a part of the Free State Project if they are racist.
Not, if they're an outspoken racist on the Internet.
Bigotry is basically a no-no, and that is said on the Free State Project website.
And if it comes out, then the Free State Project will find out about it, and they should be kicked out because I want nothing to do with them. Not that I'm in charge of the Free State Project. I'm not. More on the way. This is Free Talk Live.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Today, we cannot afford to ignore the current state of our country, the economy, job layoffs, mass foreclosures, and now we are all at risk of being exposed to this new flu pandemic. The Center for Disease Control has declared a public health emergency across the United States. What can you do to prepare yourself? The answer is ZeroFlu.com. ZeroFlu.com offers you the very best in air purifiers. These revolutionary air purifiers protect up to 3,000 square feet of your home and stop 99.9% 99.9% of airborne allergens, influenza, bacteria, viruses, pollen, dust, pet dander, black mold, MRSA, and more. Not only from the air, but from all surfaces. With no filters to replace ever, you save money. Prepare yourself today. To learn more, visit ZeroFlu.com. That's ZeroFlu.com. Or call 888-766-6066. 888-766-6066 today. ZeroFlu.com. Protecting you and your family one day at a time.
If you've always wanted to experience the amazing benefits from using oil of oregano, the time to act is now. With so many places to choose from, where can you be 100% certain you're getting the highest quality oil for your dollar? The answer is simple. PureBulk.com. PureBulk.com brings you ultra-pure, non-diluted oil of oregano with 80% or better carvacrol. PureBulk.com also carries over 120 nutritional products, including atomic iodine, amino acids, herbal extracts, and heart health, all made with no fillers, additives, or fancy packaging, saving you 50 to 90% over store-bought supplements. With each order, PureBulk.com will send you one dram of atomic iodine, a 150-day supply, absolutely free. Just enter promotional code iodine at website checkout. Visit PureBulk.com, that's PureBulk.com, or call 406-251-3270, 406-251-3270 today.
This is Alex Jones for American Tax Settlement. We have received news that the IRS is currently accepting reduced settlements on back taxes, and millions of consumers may be eligible for this reduction to save thousands of dollars. If any of you out there owe $10,000 or more in back taxes to the IRS, we have created an open phone line with American Tax Settlement. For all Alex Jones listeners to see if you qualify for a settlement with the IRS to save thousands, the number to call is 1-800-506-5904. Millions of taxpayers now may be eligible for this settlement to save thousands of dollars. Don't risk the IRS coming after you and garnishing your wages or seizing your property. American Tax Settlement specializes in negotiating with the IRS on your behalf, keeping the IRS off your back and saving consumers millions of dollars. If you owe $10,000 or more in taxes to the IRS, the number to call is 1-800-506-5904. That's 1-800-506-5904. Call today.
This is Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and freetalklive.com. Dial us up at 1-800-259-9231.
Live, your show. You bring up anything toll-free, 800-259-9231. This is SACL CAI toll-free line. Ian here with you.
And Nick.
And Mark.
Join us online at freetalklive.com. All the features we give to you free, so enjoy those on us. Again, freetalklive.com. The features include our mobile site. If you are one with a smartphone, you can use our mobile site to tune in live and listen to archive, or listen to I think you can listen to archives, and you can definitely listen to the looping streams, the other 21 hours a day when we don't do a live show. You can listen to it all at m.freetalklive.com. M stands for mobile. That's m.freetalklive.com on your smartphone. All right, let's continue and take your calls about anything. Daniel is in Mexico, and you're on Free Talk Live. Daniel.
Hello?
Hey, you're on the air.
All right, thank you. Basically, I want to talk about cessation.
You want to talk about what?
Cessation. About the idea that you have about New Hampshire going out of the United States.
Secession, yes, sir.
Right, okay. Basically, I want to touch the example of Cuba.
Mm-hmm.
Cuba was part of, like, the way Puerto Rico is part of the United States. It was something that used to be with Cuba back in the 50s. So when the revolution came, the revolution took over the power and started his own government. Regardless if the Cuban government is communist, the United States has been putting oppression over the Cuban people and government. And I think that could happen to New Hampshire in case that you guys prove that the system you are proposing is better than the one dairies right now in the
you
United
think,
States.
Let me see if I understood what you said there. You're saying that the Cuban government has been essentially oppressed. There's an embargo against them by the U.S. government. You're suggesting that should New Hampshire or Vermont or whoever, whichever state end up seceding, that the U.S. government would embargo that particular seceded state? Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, basically, I think that would be what would happen if you guys go ahead and secede from the United States.
It's a possibility. That would require them to, start putting up border patrol checkpoints around in Vermont and Massachusetts.
It's going to be an expensive embargo. Currently the embargo for the United States against Cuba just says, hey, you can't take your boats from Cuba to the United States. And
fly down there either.
Right. Well, you're not allowed to do business or go there in any way, shape, or form, and it's a little easier to enforce, whereas New Hampshire has borders, with Maine, Vermont, Massachusetts,
a lot of people with family.
Yeah,
we also share. We have our own seacoast, so I mean we have access to the rest of the world, we have access to Canada. And Quebec is a secessionist region of Canada.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, probably the most likely to secede from Canada. So
I'm sure they'd happily sell us things.
I would think so. The U.S. would probably put pressure on the Canadian government, but there's only so much. It's a unique situation because there's only so much pressure Canada can really put on Quebec without forcing them out. So they really tiptoe around with Quebec, and Quebec would want to trade with New Hampshire. So we're sort of protected in that sense.
Yeah, there are all kinds of scary what-if scenarios that you can play out along with the idea of secession. But for me, it's a non-issue. I mean, they're going to do what they're going to do, and we need to do what's right for us, and that is get the hell out of this federal government. Thanks, Daniel, for the call tonight.
Right.
I appreciate hearing from you at 800-259-9231. The SACL CAI toll-free line. Mark, let's get back into that email. Somebody with some questions or critique or whatever about the Liberty Movement here in New Hampshire, and more specifically the Keene area, which, of course, is, we've talked about the Free State Project moving Liberty activists here. The Keene area seems to be attracting more of the outside-the-system voluntarist types, and some people are critical of that. I don't know if this is going to be a critical email, but go ahead.
It is. I just started listening to some of the more recent podcasts since you mentioned that you were going to talk about a different type of pacifism, which sounds interesting. I couldn't figure out which podcast actually contained the segments, but I saw a couple of with Quaker in them. I'm wondering how Sam and your co-hosts on the 6-4 show function in society. The short answer to that is Sam functions very well. He was some kind of engineer type at one of the large telecommunications company, mm-hmm. making very good money. He interacts well with people.
I was just on the radio this past weekend with a couple of the city councilors and had a very pleasant half-hour-long conversation with them. I trade emails with one of them frequently, and I think our relationship has grown over the last few years in their understanding of where I come from, and we always have a cordial conversation, so I feel like I function fairly effectively.
Yep. Now, they, I guess, Sam and the co-hosts, don't sound too bright. From my experience, Ian is, although maybe not the most adept at social situations, one of the most brilliant people I've ever met. That isn't really great to debate all the time, but, it's just the truth.
Well, I'm certainly no social butterfly, but I can get along. I can go along and get along. I mean, I can strike up a conversation. I've practiced the art of listening, and I'm pretty decent at conversing with people I've never met before.
So he says, based on their approach to filming in courtrooms, they sound like a bunch of teenage stoners. And
that's right. It's childish to go and bring a video camera into a court.
Childish, right? I understand where he's what he's trying to say here. To some extent, it does sound childish.
Petulant children, et cetera, et cetera.
First off, stoners don't do anything.
That's generally true.
Tell me about those teenage stoners that are out there being active.
Please, let's be fair. Most people don't do anything. I used to believe what you're saying, Mark, but because I was heavily in the world of the drug culture, mm-hmm. and I saw a lot of do-nothings, but the reality is, I've done general outreach in the Liberty Movement to I've been to gun shows, gay and lesbian pride fests, and I've been to county fairs. The county fair, you've got everybody coming up to you. Yep. And I can tell you that 99.9% of the people that I met at those events did nothing. So, go ahead.
Mitchell goes on. From the limited amount of listening I've done to the show, maybe 10 or 12 hours worth, I gather that the goal of all of you collectivist terms, is to change New Hampshire by having enough people move there and share your political philosophy so that she can change the laws. Sounds right?
That's, I think, the goal of some of the people in the Free State Project, probably the majority of them.
Change the laws?
Yeah, I think the majority of the people in the Free State Project and liberty activists in New Hampshire are inside the system. Let's work within the system.
Well, even outside the system, I mean, if your goal is to abolish coercive government, that's changing laws if you make them go away.
This is true.
It's still a political reform in that sense.
I don't care if they change the laws. I just want them to stop enforcing bad laws. Like, that would be good enough for me. But, yeah, if they can change them, that's fine, too.
Now, he goes off into some personal stories about why he believes this is a better idea. But he says, so why don't these brilliant co-hosts and free staters focus on electing their own instead of running up criminal records? Are there so many of them disqualified from voting and holding office that they have to try to change the laws by pestering the legally elected representatives? Okay, let's go into that first off. In New Hampshire and most of the United States, you're not limited by criminal charges from voting. So I can vote here. I'm a convicted murderer, and you don't get much more serious than that.
Mm-hmm.
So no one's limited from that respect. And if the reason that we're in the Free State Project is basically because we've figured out that voting doesn't work. Yes,
on the federal level.
The Free State Project exists because people concluded that libertarians spread out over large areas
isn't working.
A lot of the architects of the whole idea were focused on the political aspect.
Yeah.
So it's a little bit disingenuous to say that the people who came up with the idea said voting doesn't work.
Well, certainly voting is the way, I guess I should
voting
have said, voting the way
doing
that we were doing it previously wasn't working. And the vast majority of Free Staters are doing exactly that. There are six people that are Free State Project members or friends of Free State Project voted into the New Hampshire House. There are all over the state people in selectman positions and all kinds of positions in their local governments.
Sure, and there's going to be more coming up in 2008. This year's our municipal elections here in 2009. This year's municipal elections, there will be people running for those offices as well. But it sounds to me like he's just another apologist for the status quo, apologist for the state.
I
want to get to a little more. Is there more of this?
Yeah, here? Yeah, it goes on.
800-259-9231 is the number. You can bring up whatever's on your mind. To suggest that we're pestering these political people, that we're pestering them, how about they stop pestering us by throwing peaceful people in prison cells for not harming anybody else? How about they stop that? It's Free Talk Live.
Get on the ground, mother! You and your spouse are going to jail and your kids are going to Child Protective Services. You're busted for possession of marijuana.
Possession of marijuana.
Possession of
marijuana.
Hi, I'm Barry Cooper, ex-narcotics officer trained by the DEA. My DVD, Never Get Busted, has recently received world attention. I've switched sides, and I'm now touring America with the message to end this war on people that has been labeled the war on drugs.
Go to Barry's website, NeverGetBusted.com, and order your DVD to Never Get Busted.
On it, I'll teach you secret drug enforcement tactics and how to avoid narcotics profiling, how to conceal your stash, and I'll teach you how to fool drug dogs every time. I'll teach you how police know when you're lying. You'll get to go on patrol with me and watch actual marijuana arrests on the highway and learn the mistakes citizens made that landed them in jail.
Go to NeverGetBusted.com and arm yourself with the information you need so you'll never have to hear these words.
Get on the ground, mother! You and your spouse are going to jail and your kids are going
to jail. Log on to NeverGetBusted.com.
You've probably heard about the incredible, powerful, and natural antioxidants found in red wine. Unfortunately, not everyone is able to drink a glass of wine each day. Now, you don't have to drink even a single drop. Thanks to NuRev. NuRev is America's number one anti-aging supplement, thanks to its active ingredient, resveratrol. Resveratrol is the main nutrient found in red wine and has been proven to help slow down the aging process, help you lose weight, override an unhealthy lifestyle, boost your energy level, and so much more. NuRev has been the subject of some of the most exciting anti-aging research in decades and has only recently become available in purified form. Now, you can discover the amazing health benefits of NuRev for free. Just pay to have NuRev shipped to you. Get your free sample now at NuRevOnline.com. That's N-U-R-E-V online.com. NuRevOnline.com. Improve your life today.
Are you concerned about an economic downfall? Would you like to have more money to invest in precious metals, food, and safety of your loved ones? With the Debt Crisis Solutions Program, you can finally be debt-free without paying another cent to creditors and not have to file bankruptcy. This is not debt counseling, settlement, or debt consolidation, which may have serious legal and tax consequences. With our program, you will not pay another penny to your creditors or collectors. Protect your home, paycheck, and bank account from any lawsuits and restore your credit history. We also provide mortgage modification services, which can lower your mortgage payments without refinancing. If you're facing foreclosure problems, we can help. Finally, proven debt solutions that work for the people. Become debt-free in 90 days. Doing nothing doesn't make the debt go away. Call Debt Crisis Solutions and speak to an advisor absolutely free. Call 718-615-0123. That's 718-615-0123 today.
Silver is mankind's oldest natural antibiotic. This very special mineral has been used for centuries by most cultures throughout the world. Utopia, Texas is home to a small but mighty supplement company called Utopia Silver, who offers colloidal products produced in distilled water without use of animal protein, nitrates, or saline solutions. Because our colloidal silver is made up of nano-sized particles, it can be better utilized at the cellular level, and germs can't mutate to be resistant like they can to modern-day antibiotics. Utopia Silver has a broad range of health supplements, including colloidal silver, gold, and copper, with a money-back guarantee on the colloidal products we produce. For 4 years, Utopia Silver has been fighting in the Texas courts against agencies that would steal our God-given rights of health care and freedom of speech. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's UTOPIA silver.com. Or call 888-213-4338. 888-213-4338 and help us win this battle.
You're listening to Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and freetalklive.com. Call in at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. It's your show. You can bring up whatever's on your mind toll-free. 800-259-9231 is the SACL CAI toll-free line. 1-800-259-9231 tonight. It's Ian with you.
And Nick.
And Mark. And you can join us online at freetalklive.com. All the features are free. And if you like the show, you want to help support Free Talk Live, become an amplifier for as little as $3 a month. We'll take that money and reinvest it into the show, get on more radio stations around the country, bring more internet listeners on board, expose new people to the ideas of freedom, and you get perks too, like access to the AMP-only call-in lines, chat room, forum, and more. The details are at amp.freetalklive.com. Mark, how much more of this email do we have to get through here?
Well, it's probably a bit more.
A little. If it's a bit more, let's get through the rest of it because we do have some people that want to talk.
Okay. So let's see. And Mitchell continues. I can't imagine that it would take more than a few good ideas and a few thousand votes to change the makeup of the city or county councils. Then the Free Staters could simply change or eliminate the laws they don't like. In fact, I imagine that their changes are positive for the area, and they would eventually eliminate all the laws and simply contract out the services to a call center in Bangalore, India, and no longer call in illegal aliens to take care of the rest.
So he's critiquing the outside the system, non-cooperative activists. He's saying, why are you even bothering with this? Why don't you just use the system? Same old kind of critique, right?
Yeah, and that if the ideas are good ones, that they will work. And I'd like to point out that I live in a town where there essentially are no ordinances. None. There's a few ordinances on how you can build and where you can build and, you know, some zoning laws. But I have the ordinances of the town, and they are 33 pages long. And they're typed so you can read them.
Big. I'll be damned.
They're photocopied.
Yeah.
Now, certainly a city like Keene, which is the next town over for me, much more extensive as far as their laws, and they're so big that you can't, you know, some of the building codes are so big you can't do anything with them. But
right.
We don't have to do that in New Hampshire. I've got that much freedom from where you are already.
Hmm.
Focusing on local government with a couple of thousand votes is not going to do crap because it's the state that gives the towns the power. I could take over my local government, and I wouldn't really achieve anything except people could build where they wanted to build.
Yeah, well, and the state, if they didn't like you, could just dissolve your government and say, right. Okay, we're going to start a new one now with our buddies in charge.
But the budget for my town is 80% the school. If we decide to stop paying for the school, then that's not going to do it.
But my biggest problem with these critics, the people that say, well, you guys, why are you doing all this non-cooperation, civil disobedience? Why don't you just work in the system? Well, first of all, there are plenty of people that are working in the system. Second of all, there are a number of people that believe that there's something inherently immoral and wrong about working within the system because it essentially endorses the system, which is a system based on coercive violence, a monopoly on force. And I respect that, though I do, myself, do both. I am involved in supporting the non-cooperation and doing some myself. I am also involved in helping people with their candidacies and calling the representatives occasionally. I will take direction I can to get to more freedom. And the fact is, on a political level, your opportunities are really limited. I mean, yes, if there's a bill in session at the moment, you can go and comment on it and all that, which really doesn't seem to do very much. But, you know, you can take action on that.
I go up three or four times a year to the Capitol in order to comment on these.
But otherwise, you have to wait until an election time, which luckily in New Hampshire is more often than in some other states. You've got to wait 2 years before you've got another crack at getting somebody elected. In the meantime, what else are you supposed to do? Why not get active in the marketplace? Why not do non-cooperation and civil disobedience? It does make a difference.
I think that the non-cooperation and the civil disobedience, they've certainly encouraged a lot more people to move, and that's the first thing. I mean,
the Boston Globe article came out of the market-based activism, the probably one of the biggest news stories we've gotten. Front page of the local section of the Boston Globe was all about Keene area activism. Penn Jillette saw that article. Penn Jillette from the comedian and magician team Penn and Teller, you might know them from Penn and Teller's BS on television, he saw that article, did a video about it on his video blog, Penn says, and since that first video has mentioned moving to Keene in three separate videos. So the payoffs have been tremendous.
The payoffs can be tremendous, and in a local scene, I feel that civil disobedience, it certainly doesn't do any harm if you pick your battles correctly and you handle the PR correctly. Well, like, for instance, Sam's case, if you deal with something where a lot of people will understand your point and are prone to agree with you, like if it's a free speech issue, mm-hmm. freedom of the press, like Sam's case really was, or even a little bit more controversial when Andrew Carroll was protesting drug laws. It wasn't like he would, you know, put out a press release saying he was running a meth lab out of a garage.
Right.
And, you know, you could essentially make the same arguments, but simply standing there and holding a bag of marijuana.
Pretty benign.
It appears pretty benign to the average person.
Well, Mitchell doesn't quite get that out of the civil disobedience. What he says
here. Where's Mitchell, by the way?
Where is he?
He's not in New Hampshire.
He's in South Carolina.
Okay.
It says that, I don't see how the whining and civil disobedience will accomplish anything more than annoying voters that agree with their goals of reducing government, annoying the ones that agree with the goals of reducing government. Based on the whining that goes on in the show, I wouldn't want one of those crazy people in my town council, and I'd vote for tyranny before I'd vote for a crazy stoner.
Okay, so it's whining when we decide to go and hold a video camera in a court lobby. It's whining when somebody stands out in public with a piece of marijuana in their hand. I mean, if that's the way you want to interpret it, that's your problem, Mitchell. Thanks for the email.
I understand.
Apparently, it was whining when Rosa Parks decided to sit down in the front of the bus.
The way you present your case can make a bit of a difference, and I think if you don't explain where you're coming from and why you're doing what you're doing, and really explain the ideas behind it, if you're too sanctimonious about it, you can kind of turn people off. So I think it's important to make it clear where you're coming from, why you're doing it.
I see where you're coming from, and I think that I think we've done a fine job, and we have our own blog, and we've had newspaper articles written about us, and you can't control that to some extent. You can do your best, and then it's out there, and what happens, happens. It sounds to me like Mitchell's the one that's whining and complaining.
Well, I'd like to encourage him to look further into the Free State Project, that he may not be interpreting everything correctly today.
Let's continue with your phone calls. Kirk is on the line listening to WSVG in now Jackson, Virginia. Kirk, you're on Free Talk Live.
I tell you what, I've caught you a couple of times. I can barely hear you here. I'm on a cell phone on I-81. And the first time I heard you guys were talking about taking cameras into court, which I think is everybody's right, at least it should be. In some states like Florida, just about everything is televised, and it would be great, I think, in open a lot of people's eyes if things like the Supreme Court could be televised live like C-SPAN is. But I just wanted to check. I don't know much about your organization, but I heard a caller earlier. I think a gentleman was calling in from Mexico, and he was talking about secession of New Hampshire from the nation. Is that something that your organization is a sponsor of and would support?
Well, first of all, I don't know what you mean when you say our organization. If you mean this radio show, Free Talk Live, I would say pretty much all the hosts of Free Talk Live are in support of the idea of secession. If you mean the Free State Project, which is an organization dedicated to moving liberty-loving people to New Hampshire in order to get active for freedom, I don't think
the Free State, are all signers.
Well, not Nick, but I think that the Free State Project does not take a position on anything like that. The only thing the Free State Project exists for is to move liberty-minded people to New Hampshire. Does that answer your question?
Well, what I just like to point out is, you know, I live here in Virginia, and I live literally yards away from a Civil War battlefield where there are just broken markers of maybe 500 dead soldiers with just numbers on their headstones. And that was why we have the Lincoln Memorial, and that was why we gave up 3% of our population to keep the Union united. And what your project, I think, I'm sure you have a lot of worthwhile goals and causes, but to bring up the United States is simply not one of those causes that you should be working towards. We
Why?
Are the United States
Why?
Of America, not
Why?
The individual
It's a crap
states,
can deal. Why should we
decided.
Have the federal government?
Well, you sound like the South. You guys sound like... You know, John Calhoun in 1820, I think we've moved past that.
I think the
as
idea
a country
is,
and a nation.
Well, the country wouldn't exist if it wasn't for people affirming their human right to secede and to create a new government.
Are you then advocating the Civil War again in the United States?
No, no. We were talking about
no
peace,
way
sir.
Barack Obama
you must have
or
missed
any
our,
president
Kirk,
would
you
allow
must have missed our conversation earlier when we talked about being peaceful in secession and not firing on the fort and that sort of thing.
Not, I think that this that downgrades what some of your honorable goals may be. For instance, the court that I've heard about earlier, which I think is an excellent goal. Because I think you need to work within the goal. And I think, speaking of elections,
I think
the recent election we had shows that change can easily take place.
What change are you talking about? Is all Barack Obama is George Bush only black?
For instance, tomorrow the president is going to announce same-sex benefits.
Kirk, hey, we are out of time. Call us back tomorrow night. We're on at 7
Please.
O'clock Eastern. We can have this extended discussion with you. We're up against the clock here. We start at, I think we're on all 3 hours there in Mount Jackson. So 7 to 10 o'clock at night Eastern time. Join us again for Free Talk Live. If you call right at the top of the show, spend all kinds of time talking to you about secession. More on the way tomorrow night. Online in the meantime at freetalklive.com.
Do you have hair or skin problems? Are you sensitive to fragrances or dyes? Quit suffering. Quit trying the latest, new and improved potions. Try Unicure Hair and Skin Conditioner. It's been sold in top salons since 1973, and I've been using it for the past year, and I love it. Unicure's Hair and Skin Conditioner's gentle, greaseless formula is fragrance and color free. If you have hair or skin, you need Unicure. Call 888-UNICURE or visit unicure.com. 888-UNICURE. Unicure.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.